Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Sable Valley Audubon is the president, Gene Howard. How are you today, Gene?
Hey, great. Good morning, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show with us, Gene, to talk about, well, let's talk a couple of things. First off, you got a big event coming up on Tuesday. You guys are celebrating your 45th anniversary, aren't you?
We are, and we're excited about this meeting. It is our 45th. We did have a major, major celebration for our 40th, and we anticipate having a major celebration for our 50th. But we are having a 45th, as you say, this Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and we're pretty excited about this meeting. It's going to feature our members as speakers. It will provide a good representation of who we are and what we do. You know, I'm going to interject something here,
Kevin,
because
sure.
I just thought the other day, it was the January 2018 issue of National Geographic, and they are going to celebrate a whole year of birds. And they just had a couple of really nice quotes that kind of sum up our one of our purposes of our local Audubon, and it is, why birds matter. And it says, if you take care of the birds, you take care of most of the big problems in the world. So
yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good motto and article on that. But anyway, back to our meeting. We're going to elaborate on it, actually. Patsy Mortimer, who is our current treasurer, organized this 45th anniversary meeting, and it's not going to be a huge big celebration. It's going to be one of our meetings, but it should be very interesting. She'll start off with a welcome and why we are celebrating the 45th, and then some of our members, active members, are going to give short talks on significant events of the past 5 years. And this anniversary is going to focus on the past 5 years. Going to start out with Ruth Golm, who is past president, going to speak on our incorporation to a 501c3 organization, give a sense of our form of the organization. Then Peggy Ridgway will tell about forming the Sunrise Coast Birding Trail, which is a great trail and great for us, great for tourists, great for, you know, anyone who lives here to check it out, both for the birds and for really interesting geography and what's along that trail. Sam Bookhart, who's one of our expert bird guides, will talk on our free Kirtland Warblers tours that we've started. Larry Van Wagner will tell of our first acoustic bat monitoring experience, which is pretty interesting. And Don Hooper will speak on this year's Christmas bird count, which is lots of fun, draws lots of our members, and sometimes members of the public like to come and participate in that, too. And then we're going to give just a low-key special recognition to Ed Cole for his many contributions to the Asaba Valley Audubon. And as a special treat, we're going to also have some favorite bird photos taken by members, and we're going our logo of our Audubon is the trumpeter swan. And so this year at that anniversary, 45th anniversary, we're going to have a trumpeter swan cake, a cake baked in the form of a trumpeter swan and baked by Sue Duncan. So we think it's going to be lots of fun, and we are kind of a fun group, too,
as well as
educating the public about the birds and about our local environment and habitat for the birds and what we can do, and really why birds matter. Do you have any questions, Kevin?
You know what? You've answered all of them, just that it's taking place Tuesday at 1 p.m., and everyone's welcome to come on out to the East Taos Community Center.
That's right. Okay, well, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, and now, do you guys have a website or a Facebook page if they want to learn more about what the Sable Valley Audubon is all about?
Oh, we sure do. Yeah, we do have a Facebook page, sablevalleyaudubon.org, and we do have a really great website which is also at the AsaboValleyAudubon.org.
Very nice.
And it is. I mean, you can find out all kinds of things on the website. You know, go back into the archives.
Sure.
About recent meetings and things like that. So, yeah, definitely encourage people to visit the website and the Facebook page.
And come on out to the 45th anniversary celebration taking place Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the East Howells Community Center. And President of the Osceola Valley Audubon, Gene Howard. Gene, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Great, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, Kevin.